I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Iowa is the only state that plays their high school baseball and softball seasons in May, June, and July. This year's no exception. With Governor Reynolds approving play, schools will start practices next Monday, with games getting underway June 15th. Of course, the games scheduled up to June 15th are lost. Most schools will now play 15 or so regular season games leading up to district and state tournaments. As you might imagine, with the pandemic, things are going to look a little bit different this season. Players can use dugouts, but only for games. During practices, they've got to line up along the fence and stay at least 6 feet apart. They are also encouraged to use their own equipment, such as bats and helmets, as much as possible. They can't drink out of shared coolers. Schools must limit the use of bleachers for fans. Concession stands will be closed. Coaches must sanitize equipment before and after games and practices. Players are encouraged to provide their own hand sanitizer. Coaches must ban spitting. Players will be encouraged not to touch their faces, something pitchers in both sports commonly do. Coaches may submit lineup cards before games electronically instead of meeting at home plate with umpires before the games. The Belmont-Clemmie School Board, though, already voted not to play baseball and softball this summer. Des Moines Public Schools are also expected to make an announcement about whether they will allow schools to play. The NFL is planning for the best-case scenario when their season returns this fall, including packed stadiums. Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent said the league is planning to have full stadiums until the medical community tells us otherwise. Now remember, when we're talking about August, September, so there's a lot that can happen here, so we're planning for full stadiums. We also know that we have to plan for half stadiums, three quarters, so we're planning for all of these different scenarios. But first and foremost, we're making every effort working with the medical community. If we can have those stadiums with all people until they tell us otherwise, when that time comes, that's our plan. The NFL has been impacted by the spread of COVID-19, but not nearly as much as others in the sports community, which have seen entire seasons be suspended or canceled. Aside from a virtual draft and virtual off-season training programs, the NFL has been able to maintain a level of normalcy during the pandemic. Just last week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell gave all 32 organizations the go-ahead for limited reopenings of their training facilities, as long as it's permitted by the state and local municipalities. Coaching staff and all players except those undergoing injury rehabilitation are barred from the facilities in the first phase of the league's plan. Several teams have opted out of reopening for the time being, while others don't have the option just yet. NASCAR suspended three critical crew members for Denny Hamlin's team because a piece of tungsten fell off his car on the pace lap before the Coca-Cola 600. The tungsten is required to meet minimum weight requirements on the car, and the NASCAR rulebook states that if it is separated at any point, it's an automatic four-race suspension for the crew chief, car chief, and engineer. Chris Gabehart, the crew chief, was suspended through June 10th, along with car chief Brandon Griffith and engineer Scott Simmons. Joe Gibbs Racing says it will not appeal the penalty and already had roster replacements for Wednesday night's race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Sam McCauley will be the new crew chief, while Eric Phillips will be car chief and Scott Eldridge the engineer. The piece of ballast added to the car weighs about 35 pounds. It costs $1,877 from the supplier. Fell off the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota before the start of Sunday's race, and Hamlin went to pit road for an additional weight to be added back to the car and didn't join the race till eight laps had been completed. He rallied to a 29th place finish in the 40-car field. Of course, the winner was Chase Elliott. Sports, news, community events, streaming of our audio, the shopping show, all that and more on our website, kqprfm.com. And you can also check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.